Hey everyone, Avery Hart here. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than you can catch them? Like one minute you're cruising along, and the next, bam. You're facing a mountain of stress, anxiety, or just plain overwhelm. Let's be real, we all get knocked down sometimes. But what truly separates those who crumble from those who rise again? That's resilience, that inner strength to bounce back stronger after life throws its best, or worst, shot. And today, we're diving deep into how Stoic principles can help us build a fortress of mental fortitude, one brick at a time. So grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and get ready to level up your resilience game because this is about to get real. First things first, understanding that our thoughts aren't facts. You know that feeling when you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, and suddenly the world feels like it's ending? That's your mind playing tricks. Stoicism teaches us to recognize those negative thought patterns for what they are. Just thoughts, not reality. Don't let them dictate your day. Think of it like this. You wouldn't believe everything a gossipy neighbor says, right? So why give so much power to those inner voices that are often loud but rarely accurate? Next up, embracing the things we can control. We all want to win the lottery, be insta-famous, or have a perfect love life, but guess what? Those things are largely out of our hands. What we can control is our response to them. Instead of stressing over what we can't change, focus on what we can, our actions, our attitude, our effort. Imagine you're stuck in traffic. You could rage against the machine, or you could use that time to catch up on a podcast or even enjoy a moment of peaceful reflection. See? Control is an illusion sometimes, but how we choose to react is always within our grasp. Let's talk about the power of perspective. Think about a time when something seemed incredibly difficult at first, and then, somehow, it worked out. You might have even learned something valuable from the experience. Stoics believe that challenges are opportunities in disguise. They help us grow, adapt, and become stronger. So next time you're facing a hurdle, try reframing it as a chance to learn and evolve. Remember those epic battles in your favorite movies? The heroes usually face their biggest fears head-on, right? That's courage. Stoicism isn't about being fearless. It's about facing our fears with calm and reasoned action. Don't let fear paralyze you. Take small steps, build up your confidence, and eventually, those once insurmountable challenges will seem like mere pebbles on the road. Last but not least, practice gratitude. Sounds cliche, I know, but seriously, it works. When we focus on what we have rather than what we lack, we shift our perspective from negativity to appreciation. Stoics believed in acknowledging the good things in life, big and small, because they knew that a grateful heart is a resilient heart. So, picture this. You're at work, facing a deadline you're stressed about, and your coworker spills coffee all over your presentation just minutes before your big meeting. Boom. That's a double whammy of stress-inducing situations. But what if, instead of spiraling into panic, you took a deep breath, reminded yourself that this is just a temporary setback, and focused on solutions? You could calmly ask your coworker for help cleaning up, delegate tasks to lighten the load, and even turn the spilled coffee into a humorous anecdote to break the ice during your meeting. See? Even in the midst of chaos, Stoicism can empower us to stay calm, collected, and ultimately, more successful. This isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. It's about becoming those unshakable people who rise above adversity with grace and strength. So remember these key takeaways. Challenge your negative thoughts, focus on what you can control, reframe challenges as opportunities, face your fears head on, and practice gratitude daily. Ready to put this into action? Start small. Pick one Stoic principle that resonates most with you and try implementing it in your daily life. Maybe that's consciously choosing a more positive thought when you feel stress creeping in, or taking a few minutes each day to write down three things you're grateful for. Share your experiences with me. I love hearing how these principles are making a difference in your lives. And hey, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you find this podcast helpful. Together, let's build a world where resilience isn't just a superpower, it's the norm. See you in tomorrow's episode for more wisdom from the ancient world, tailored for your modern life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.